KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's mostly cloudy and 68 degrees. That is our low so far for the past 24 hours. And we look for cloudy skies today with any chance of light rain or drizzle ending this morning, becoming partly cloudy by this afternoon, a high of 87. Radar shows some of more moderate to heavier shower activity occurring over the western third of Mills County, and just some lighter scattered shower activity elsewhere across the Highway 34 corridor and portions off to the south. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. In Southwest Iowa news this morning, a traffic stop in Red Oak Sunday resulted in the arrest of a man and a woman on felony drug charges. 42-year-old Jeremy Joel Binns of Lorenz and 26-year-old Clara Jane Heitschusen of Council Bluffs were taken into custody on the Class B felony charges, include possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies and the K-9 unit assisted Red Oak Police. Binns and Heitschusen were transported to Montgomery County Jail and held on $50,000 bond each. The state's coronavirus dashboard early this morning showed 342 more positive confirmed cases of COVID-19 over nearly the past 24 hours or since yesterday's report at 10 a.m. and three more deaths from the virus. The IDPH says 454,803 Iowans have been tested for COVID-19, and there were three more deaths. As I mentioned, the 42,358 have tested positive for COVID-19, 410,772 tested negative. 29,728 have recovered from the virus, and 829 have died altogether. Hospitalization data showed 241 are hospitalized across the state from COVID-19. 78 patients are in an ICU. 30 were admitted to a hospital since Sunday's report, and 32 persons were on ventilators. Hospitals in western and central Iowa report 11 persons are hospitalized with COVID-19. 5 persons are in an ICU. There were no admissions since Sunday, and 1 person remains on a ventilator. And long-term care facility data show there's no change in the number of outbreaks from Sunday at 22. 631 staff and patients have tested positive. 151 have recovered, and 448 have died. That's unchanged from Sunday. The IDPH dashboard currently shows county positive case counts and the number of reported recoveries. In Cass County, 37 cases, 29 recovered. Adair County, 20 cases, 16 recovered. Adams County, 13 cases. Audubon County, 25 cases. And in both counties, there's no recovery data available from the IDPH. Guthrie County has 119 cases to date, with 69 having recovered. Montgomery County has 38 cases and 18 recovered. In Pottawatomie County, 1,040 cases with 742 recovered from the virus. And in Shelby County, 133 positive cases with 126 recovered. More than 170 recent law school graduates are slated to be in a Des Moines hotel to take their 12-hour bar exam this week. Recent University of Iowa Law School graduate Carla Olivas and her colleagues petitioned the state Supreme Court to make changes to the exam, but they were denied.
Just the thought of having to go and sit in a room with dozens of other people who are coming from all across the states is really scary.
She says you don't know if they've been taking the same precautions that you have all summer long to avoid the virus. Emily Schott says not taking the bar exam is not an option for those hoping to start jobs and pay down their student loans.
Postponing the exam, you know, is a theoretical option, but it is not a practical one for us. So when you say what would that look like, the truth is I have genuinely, you know, if I couldn't get barred, I don't know what I would do.
Graduates still say they have concerns, even with preventative measures in place, such as taking temperatures at the door. Members of the Audubon Community School District's Board of Education are set to act on approving the district's return to learn plan this evening. The board meeting takes place at 7 p.m. in the high school boardroom. Other action items on their agenda include approving Rick Engel as the board and district council, approve Courtney Walter and Paul Lynch as equity coordinators, approve Cass Mosney as the asbestos manager. The Audubon School Board will also approve Eric Treger, Quentin Stanerson, Sam Gravy, and Jill Hermanson as the District 1's Level 1 investigators, as well as Matt Starber for Level 2 investigator. Other action items include approving the transfer of $992 to the nutrition account to pay delinquent accounts, paying an asbestos abatement from the general fund, and applying to the School Board Review Committee for an MSA. They will also act on any personnel matters to come before them. Updates on the Audubon School Board agenda are with regard to asbestos abatement and the building project, the latter of which will include the design and budget review processes, along with the approval of final plans and information with regard to bidding dates. And Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig said Sunday, as we enter late July, Grow Another Row is seeing more and more produce being shared across the county. And the program reminds all Cass County residents that they are welcome to participate. Grow Another Row Cass County is a healthy Cass County campaign by a group of local growers to encourage residents to grow and share more food in 2020. You don't have to share huge quantities to participate. Grow Another Row volunteer Donna Reamer said some people share a lot, but others just share a small bag or two. Produce is available for anyone to take for free at a number of locations across the county. Donated produce is also distributed through pantries, including the Atlantic Food Pantry, Lord's Cupboard, the Griswold Food Pantry, and Cass County COVID-19's Mobile Food for All. Now, the produce drop-off schedule, where you can share produce with others if you're a grower, and the produce pickup schedule, where you can find free produce depending on availability, can all be found in the same story on the news or the Ag and Outdoor pages at KJAN.com with the dates and times. When picking up produce, please only take what you need and be sure to wash any produce before eating. In the funeral announcements, Dorothy Jean Swope, age 90, of Oakland, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Graveside services for Dorothy Swope will be this Wednesday at the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. There's an open visitation at the funeral home on Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Turner Russell, age 23, of Atlantic, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Turner Russell will be Friday at 10 o'clock at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Natalie Wheatley Merritt, age 53, of Platte City, Missouri, and formerly of Atlantic, died April 17th. A celebration of life for Natalie Mergent will be Merritt will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday, August 1st, at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Family requests face masks to be worn and social distancing will be followed. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Betty Falcon, age 81, of Irwin, died Friday at the Hanson House. Services for Betty Falcon are pending for a later date. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street here in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News.